Welcome to Reflecting God. From a worldly perspective, Nicodemus had it all. He was a wealthy member of the Sanhedrin and a Pharisee. He had money, influence, and respect. But Nicodemus was a troubled man. He found the accumulation of things to be a hollow pursuit. His so-called influence reminded him of his inability to change anything, including himself. His consuming efforts to observe every detail of the Jewish law left him empty. In spite of his religiosity, Nicodemus came up short with God. Though he knew a great deal about God, he did not know God personally. Jesus said, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Water speaks of cleansing. When you love him with your whole heart and turn your life over to him, he cleanses and forgives. The Spirit speaks of power. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, his power enables you to live in faithfulness and obedience. Have you experienced the radical change of the new birth? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.